Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 4th of June. Deeper Daily Podcast brought to you every day of the year. I'm your host, Paul White. Paul White Ministries provides you with a lot of audio material. Check us out. Got all kinds of good stuff here at the podcast site and at our website, paulwhiteministries.com. Galatians chapter 6 is where we are in the month of June. We've been through the first five chapters, through the first 5 months. We are now in the second verse, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lots of good stuff to talk about in regards to the law of Christ and what it means to fulfill it, but I want to deal with what almost looks like a literary paradox in the sixth chapter of Galatians. To do this, let's read verses 2 through 5. Now, they're not very long. I'll go slow, but listen for what sounds like a contradiction. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Did you catch that? Let's try it again. This time, let's just isolate the second verse and the fifth verse. Verse 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Verse 5, for each one shall bear his own load. Now, if you didn't have the third and fourth verses in between 2 and 5, it might be a very blatant contradiction. Bear your own burden, let each person bear one another's load. Or backwards, I think the beginning is actually bear one another's burdens. Verse 5, each one bears his own load. Well, first of all, there are two different Greek words. We're not going to worry too much about that until we get to verse 5. Okay, that way we don't cover all of the ground of this little difference in the first section. We'll cover part of it in the back section. So when we get to 5, we'll compare the Greek words and see what the author might have meant about bearing one another's burdens or bearing your own load. But before that, there's, as you can imagine, there's contextual work to do, and there's cross-book work to do here, because we have Paul. And we're blessed with Paul having written a lot, by some estimates, two-thirds of what we call the New Testament. And that gives us some pretty good Pauline scholarship, allows us to see how Paul handles situations to various churches. This is not a new idea, this bear one another's burdens idea. Well, the context is a man has fallen into a trespass in the previous verse. Paul is appealing to the spiritual people at Galatia. And by spiritual, he doesn't mean those who speak in tongues, those who have good prayer lives. No, he means the context of chapter 5. Chapters 4 and 5. Those who are in the rest of Abraham by faith, not in the performance of Hagar and Ishmael. Those who are from Jerusalem above, versus those who are from Jerusalem on the earth. Maybe, better said, those who are dwelling in the fullness of the new covenant versus those who are not. So if you're spiritual, help this guy out. If a brother in your midst trespasses, restore them in the spirit of gentleness. Consider yourself, because it could be you next. Bear their burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. So bear his burden, bear his failure, bear his sin, of course can't mean take upon yourself the chaos that he has. What good would that do? One of us is in trouble. Now both of us are in trouble. That's not smart. But pick it up with him. If he's going to pick up his cross, pick it up with him. If he's going to take this burden, help him. This is very similar to the Jesus injunction in the Sermon on the Mount, that if the man calls you to go a mile, go two. We dealt with that a little bit in our essay edition on the 31st of May. That is a Roman injunction, that there was a law in Rome that if the Roman army is traveling and you are a citizen and they pull you into service, they can, by law, have you help them for 1 mile. Jesus said, let's do better. Let's have the spirit, the kind of spirit that would go two when you need us to go one. And I don't think Jesus was trying to lay down some law. We don't see the New Testament ever refer to this again, like this is one of the rules of the new church. Got to take loads 2 miles. No, it was the spirit of it, was be the kind of people who will bear the burden when the burden needs borne. So bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. That's Galatians 6:2. But Paul is the author of Romans. So you can oftentimes, and we've done this probably a couple dozen times in our study or more, jumped over to Romans to find something Paul says there that is often very similar and sometimes word for word to what he says to the Galatians. And there's big debate in scholarly circles of which one was written first. Was Romans written before Galatians? Vice versa. Romans 15, watch this, verse 1. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak. This is the weaknesses. We ought to bear with the weaknesses of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification, for even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproach you fell on me. And that's Romans 15, verses 1 through 3. The context there, you sneak back to the end of chapter 14. He who doubts is condemned if he eats because he doesn't eat from faith. Whatever is not from faith is sin. This is Paul in that 14th chapter dealing with people who are weak in the faith and don't believe they can eat certain things. These are Jews who have their heritage of dietary restriction, and they come to Christ and they can't shake the dietary restriction. They feel bad. So Paul says, well, it's a man with weak faith that thinks eating certain foods will mess him up spiritually. He says, however, there are those weak in the faith. So those of you who are not weak in the faith, don't destroy another man's conscience for meat. He who doubts, 14:23, is condemned if he eats because he doesn't eat from faith. Whatever's not from faith is sin. So for that man, it would be wrong for him to partake of a pork chop because he thinks eating a pig's wrong. Paul says, bear his burden. Now, what in the world does that mean? Bear his burden. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, not to please ourselves. Please your neighbor for his good. That'll build him up. In other words, I think this is what Paul is saying. If I'm with that guy, I'm not eating a pork chop because it'll offend him and it'll tear him down. I'll let his burden become my burden. Paul doesn't ever instruct us to let someone's chaos become our chaos, but let his burden become your burden. Because burdening along with him for a little bit would be better than the internal condemnation chaos he would incur by eating because you tell him to. And so bear the burden of moving outside of doing all the stuff you want to do all the time so that someone else can relax in your presence. I think this is just great advice. You get back to Galatians 6. That's where we take this from. We'll deal with that burden of verse 2 and the load of verse 5 when we get to verse 5. But tomorrow we'll move on to verse 3. Actually, you know what? We really need to talk about the law of Christ. So we'll deal with that at the end of 2. We're not breaking any speed records through the 6th chapter. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.